This is Vincent Price. That sound you hear is the whir and chatter of the huge People's Revolutionary Identified Computer within the Index Division of the Soviet First Directorate, the KGB. The men who control Soviet international subterfuge employ their computer to win a desperate race against time. Their most highly prized British sleeper agent, since Kim Philby, has been compromised and is currently hiding in a safe house in London's Soho district, awaiting the formulation of an escape route back to Moscow. In their agent's brilliant photographic mind rests the details of the blueprint for a new American rocket system, a system about to be deployed by Western Europe's NATO defense forces. Unfortunately for the KGB, this vital information can only be obtained through the use of hypnotic drugs under the specific questioning of Soviet rocketry scientists. An escape route must be found before the British MI5 closes in on their agent. And that's only the beginning of our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, An International Sport by Bruce Martin. Our stars, Shepard Mencken, Antoinette Fowler, and Larry Moss.
Bright sunlight gleams off the frozen pond in the picturesque park on the outskirts of Moscow. Were today a Sunday, the large oval pond would be filled with smiling children and adults of all ages skating for an afternoon's entertainment. But today is Tuesday, and the crowds are gone. The ice belongs to a mere handful of skaters.
Loosen up, Anatala! Glide!
That was not good.
Bad, bad. Very unbecoming for a future people's champion.
As you wish, Papa.
Where are you going? Wait, wait! In Lenin's name, concentrate!
Papa, our comrade will hear.
Let them hear. I invoke Lenin's name with more respect than all the political commissars in Russia.
Surely not with more respect than our own commissar, Kakov.
With 10 times more respect than that Lenin-quoting bureaucratic lackey.
Papa, not so loud. You never know who is listening.
Since we are standing all the way out in the middle of the pond, the only place for a spy to hide is under the ice.
You were practically shouting.
And you were not concentrating on your skating. You look stiff when you should be relaxed. You must display grace if you want to win the London tournament.
Skating, skating. Always you think skating. The selection committee should send you to the London tournament, not me.
I do not have your talent.
Do you really think I will be selected to compete in London? Oh, I hope so. I have worked so hard.
Of course you will be selected. Your potential is obvious to anyone, even your prejudiced father.
Then there is something I must tell you before I go to London. We can talk freely out here, and the tournament is only 2 weeks away.
You are in love.
How did you know?
Ah, Natalia, you are the only child of a lonely man. I have noticed the signs for almost a year, but I could not figure out who the lucky man is.
He is a skater, too. He lives in London. His name is Roy Ayers.
London?
Papa, I plan to defect during the London tournament.
Dear God!
Please, please, keep my
only
down.
Flesh and blood will defect to the capitalists, and you want me to keep my voice down?
Lower your voice before someone hears
I
you.
I want them to hear. We are all children of the Russian earth.
I love Roy, Papa.
Ah, I see tears in your eyes, but you shed tears for the wrong reasons. A daughter should cry at the thought of never seeing Russia again, never seeing her father again. That is what defection means.
Don't you think I know that? I cry for these things, too, especially for you.
Head up, head up, head up. In case we are being watched.
I'm sorry, Papa. But there is no other way Roy and I can be together.
He will marry you?
Yes, I think so.
You think so? You think so? How do you know he even loves you?
We have written to each other ever since we met at the Moscow Invitational 2 years ago. We knew the KGB would read our mail, so we devised a little game. When we wrote about our feelings for our skating coaches, we were really writing about each other.
This whole idea is a stupid game.
It is not a game, Papa. It is love.
My sweet angel, in time you'll forget him.
I have not thought of any other man in 2 years.
This Roy, he knows you?
Yes, Papa.
I refuse to permit this foolish conversation to continue.
What will you do?
I don't know.
Papa, if you tell Commissar Karkov I plan to defect, I will never see Roy again and my skating career will be finished. You know how the KGB punishes defectors.
I will not speak to Karkov. Not yet.
Papa, please try to understand. I love Roy.
I'm going for a drop of vodka. I'll meet you at home later.
Please. Papa.
Enter.
Captain Karkov, Section 9, Department M, reporting as ordered, Colonel.
You brought your copy of Anatala Zinoviev's file?
As ordered, sir.
Be seated, Captain Karkov. Smoke?
Thank you, Colonel.
I see from Miss Zinoviev's file that you have been her political commissar for 3 years.
Yes, I had already been the skating team's commissar for a year when Anatala was accepted.
Then you were abreast of the situation when Miss Zinoviev had her affair with the English skater, Roy Ayers, 2 years ago.
Yes, I was. Officers of the First Directorate brought the incident to my attention, and I immediately informed the Index Division.
Hence Miss Zinoviev's politically unreliable status.
Yes, I scratched her name from next week's London tournament.
I see her coaches believe she has champion potential.
In light of Miss Zinoviev's affair with the English skater, I felt her defection during the London tournament would be a likely possibility.
Miss Zinoviev's continued correspondence with Roy Ayers supports your hypothesis. But, contrary to your recommendation, Miss Zinoviev and her father will both attend the London tournament.
The father, too? He will question such an unusual appointment.
You tell him the truth. We send him to keep an eye on his playful daughter. Now, you will need them both to secure the safe return of one of our agents from England.
I see.
A political commissar accompanying the people's national skating team should not raise too many questions, especially considering the current wave of unfortunate athletic defections.
Yes, of course. Who will be my contact?
Ian Blake. Here. This is the bus number and the schedule where you two will meet. Memorize it.
Knightsbridge, number 16. I have it.
The People's Revolutionary Computer selected Anatala Zinoviev for this assignment. Now, your orders are to see that she cooperates.
What status will the Zinoviev's travel under?
Expendable. Your only concern is to get our agent out of England.
By Moscow standards, Viktor Zinoviev and his daughter Anatala live in a luxurious apartment. Their furniture is attractive, if somewhat spartan, with private bedrooms, a television set, and even a private bath. It is the proper status accorded a member of the Soviet national skating team. However, Muscovites understand that political status in their country is spun from a fragile weave. One visit from their political commissar, Yuri Karkov, could change the Zinoviev's lives overnight.
I'll get it, Anatala.
Good evening, Comrade Zinoviev. I hope I'm not disturbing you and your daughter.
Oh, please come in, Commissar Karkov. Anatala, we have company. Ah, here she is.
Good evening, Commissar.
Oh, sit here. It is our best chair.
Thank you. I suppose you're wondering what brings me out on a bitter night like this. The London tournament.
So that is why you are here. Do tell me, was I selected?
Yes. You and your father.
Me?
You will accompany Anatala to London as her personal skating coach.
How fantastic!
This truly has been a shocking day.
Perhaps we could celebrate with a little tea.
Yes, tea would be good. Right before my father and I take our evening walk. I will be back in a minute.
Do you two walk every evening?
We try.
Comrade, I must speak with you a moment while your daughter is out of the room.
Please speak frankly.
You must wonder why you have been permitted to accompany Anatala to London.
It is an unusual event, I think.
Frankly, we at the center are concerned over the recent tide of defections of some of our people's athletes and artists.
I have heard the rumors.
I can tell you they are true. I was hoping that you would be willing to keep a discreet eye on Anatala during the London tournament to prevent any possible political embarrassment, unimaginable as it may be.
Don't worry, Commissar. Anatala will compete.
Excellent. You may not know this. Your word is highly respected at the center.
You make an old man proud to be a Russian.
Lenin said, give me a generation to train the children, and the seed I sow will never be uprooted. These defectors retard the inevitable victory of our beloved Lenin's principles. Defectors are bad seeds whose roots must be made barren.
Tighten your scarf. You'll catch cold in this wind.
You never stop worrying, do you, Papa?
I would have been happier to talk back in our warm apartment.
You promised not to mention a word about my defection in the apartment. The center may be listening to every word we say.
Karkov was not worried about what words he said in our apartment.
I do not trust Yuri Karkov. He speaks his mind like someone who knows he has nothing to fear.
I respect his position, not the man. But I didn't think I'd be punished for my promise by having to walk around in the freezing cold.
Oh. A question, Papa. Why does the center permit you to accompany me to London? Do you think they suspect?
If the center knew what was in your heart, they would not permit either of us to leave Russia. Karkov was frank. He wants me to keep an eye on you in London. His hands will be full worrying about the rest of your teammates.
Then why don't you defect with me?
Anatala, your mother's grave is here in Moscow.
Mother would want us to be together.
We will be together in Moscow.
You cannot stop the love I feel for Roy.
What I can do is stop you from defecting. I will not let you out of my sight for one moment in London.
Comrade passengers, this is your pilot speaking. We have received clearance to land at Heathrow Airport. We will begin our descent shortly. To all members of the People's National Skating Team, we wish you great victory at the London Invitational Tournament.
We are fortunate to hear Big Ben, comrades. Big Ben's chimes had not been ringing for some time. Now we must hurry if we are to make the tour of the Houses of Parliament.
Oh!
Anatala, what's wrong?
I twisted my ankle on the curb back there.
There's a bench on the corner. Come, sit down.
Comrade Zinoviev, what has happened?
Anatala twisted her ankle.
Oh, no, not now. The tournament is tomorrow.
I'm holding up the group.
We can miss Parliament. The decline of English capitalist government is well documented. We don't have to see it firsthand.
But it's not fair to the others.
I can take Anatala back to the hotel if necessary. Otherwise, we wait for you here.
This is highly out of order, Comrade Zinoviev.
Anatala's ankle may be an emergency, or it may be nothing at all.
All right. If you need help, wave toward the river. A friend will come.
I understand.
All right, comrades. We'll come back for Anatala after the parliament tour.
I knew the KGB watched us.
Obviously, Kharkov wants no embarrassment.
Excuse me, I'm a doctor. I noticed the young lady appears to be in pain.
My daughter twisted her ankle. A little rubbing would help.
Papa, let the doctor examine my ankle. Oh,
it hurts here, does it?
Not half as much as my heart has hurt for the sight of you, my love. Papa, this is Roy Ayers.
So, your ankle is only a little trick.
Please don't look around, Mr. Zinoviev. Let us seem to concern ourselves with Anatala's ankle.
You have not seen my daughter in 2 years.
You're wondering if I still love her? Of course I do. Anatala and I will marry, and then we'll skate together professionally.
You could join us in London, Papa.
A bus will stop near this bench any minute. The three of us could ride that bus to a new life.
Anatala, you would leave me now? After I have given Kharkov my word, you would compete in the tournament?
You owe Kharkov nothing. There is no other way.
There is another way. Compete, then leave me.
No, Anatala, it's too risky.
Let me see you compete internationally just once. You and I have worked so hard for this day.
Kharkov might find me out and I would lose Roy.
I have said not a word to Kharkov about Roy. These things I will do. I will never forgive you if you desert Russia, but I will also never stop loving you. I see how much you love this man. I pray he truly loves you.
Come with me now. Give me time and I'll prove my love for you.
Papa, you accept my wish to defect.
Yes, with a broken heart.
Then I will compete in the tournament.
No, too many things could go wrong between today and tomorrow. The KGB knows we've met. They'll check me out.
Mr. Ayers, you must promise not to interfere until after the tournament. This is between my daughter and me.
Roy, I want you to do what my father asks.
It goes against my better judgment.
But you will do it.
Yes, because you want me to.
Darling, we will be together after the tournament.
I do so hope we will.
We will.
The double-decker bus on the Knightsbridge line is half full at 10 in the evening. You wouldn't guess it by looking at them, but the smartly dressed Londoner and the Russian commissar Yuri Kharkov, seated 3 rows away, have something more in common than the same stop. They have the same employer, the KGB.
Pardon me, I did not mean to cut in front of you.
Quite all right. We'll all get out the door.
Yes. I always take the number 16 Knightsbridge when I travel to London. The neighborhoods along the way are so interesting.
True, but these neighborhoods are not very English. Turn right at the corner.
It is the best way.
I recorded Antala Zinoviev's conversation with her English lover this afternoon. You are right. She intends to defect.
If she defects before the tournament tomorrow morning, then we will have our hands full.
Oh, you won't believe our bloody luck. That fool of a father of hers made Roy Ayers promise not to go with Anatala to the authorities until after the tournament.
We cannot count on Ayers keeping his promise. Love is an impulsive emotion, therefore dangerous.
Yes, yes. Anatala must disappear tomorrow morning.
Will you have our friend ready in time?
I'm on my way to our friend now. I've given her a new face. I worked on the computer identikit the last 4 nights.
The Colonel assured me that if anyone could make the transformation, you could.
It isn't a question of if. It's a question of time. Our friend will be ready.
Where does our friend stay?
A safe house in the Soho district. A flat above the Swansdown pub, number 3.
I will have Anatala there tomorrow morning.
Our friend's new identity will be completed by then.
I think it's best to let Viktor Zinoviev worry a little before we tell him what has happened to his daughter. He'll cooperate much more readily then.
Zinoviev will cooperate because he's a great Russian patriot.
Your laugh has the mercenary's ring.
I am a mercenary. For the winning side.
Yes, Who is it?
Your skating coach and father.
Good morning, Papa.
Where are your roommates?
Downstairs, still eating breakfast.
Anatoly, you surprise me. You haven't kissed me good morning since you made the national team.
It was a kiss for luck. I don't know when I will have another chance to kiss you, Papa.
We always hope there will come another chance, don't we?
Always.
Good morning, comrades.
Good morning, Commissar Karko.
Did we sleep well?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I slept like a child. Victor, I was wondering if you would mind escorting the team on the bus to the tournament.
I would not mind at all, but aren't you coming too?
I must go ahead to the hall and meet with the English officials. Anatala, since you are finished with breakfast, why don't you accompany me to the hall? I can promise you a head start on your warm-ups.
I prefer to ride to the tournament with my father.
No. Go with Commissar Karkov. The more warm-up time you have on the ice, the less tension you will feel.
You see what a wise coach your father is?
I know. Do svidaniya, Papa.
Do svidaniya.
We will see you at the tournament, comrade coach.
Skaters, may I have your attention, please? We will begin with a 30-minute warm-up period before we rehearse for the opening ceremonies. Ladies and gentlemen, the ice is yours.
Comrade Commissar.
Yes, Victor, what is it? I'm on my way to a meeting with the judges.
I can't find Anatala.
Well, she's here. I brought her here to the hall myself only an hour ago.
She's not on the ice. I already checked the dressing room. No one has seen Anatala.
There are so many skaters on the ice. German, Spanish, English. Look again. Call me if you still can't find her.
I'll look one more time.
Yes, look again.
Ayers, over here.
Mr. Zubrin, are you mad?
You promised you would not let Anatala defect until after the tournament.
I've kept my promise. Where is Anatala?
Stop lying to me. Anatala is not here.
I wondered why I didn't see her when the Russian team came out on the ice.
Oh, my God. Then Anatala has not yet defected.
You fool, you've blown everything. The KGB must have her.
Wait. Where are you going?
To get help for Anatala.
No. I will talk to her political commissar. That is all for the best. Now Anatala will return to Russia where she belongs.
Not if I can help it.
Will Comrade Viktor Zinoviev please report to the judges' booth?
Ayers, don't interfere. It's no good.
Viktor Zinoviev, please report to the judges' booth immediately.
Relax, Victor. Anatala just called.
Where is she?
At the hotel. What little Anatala ate for breakfast this morning has greatly upset her stomach. She will not be competing in the tournament.
Anatala was not ill when she left the hotel with you.
Her stomach attack came on quite suddenly. I think it wise, comrade, that you return to the hotel and attend to your daughter.
Karkov, you must tell me what has happened to my daughter.
You forget yourself, comrade. Your daughter is at the hotel.
Do walk in, Comrade Zinoviev.
Who are you? Where is Anatala?
My name is Blake, but I think you're more concerned about your daughter at the moment. Anatala is freshening up in the bathroom. She has a nasty stomach ache.
Hello, Father.
Here's our little skater now.
Anatala, why didn't you leave word for me? You are not Anatala.
Keep calm, comrade. Believe me when I tell you there's nothing you can do about the situation.
My disguise fooled even you.
Only for a moment. Your voice would fool no one.
I've taken care of that. Anatala here is ill. She's so weak she must speak in a whisper.
What have you done to my daughter?
Anatala is safe. Safe as long as you do exactly as you are told.
You and your daughter have the honor of helping an important agent of the People's First Directorate return to Moscow.
And who is that?
Me.
You do not understand. My daughter made plans to marry an English skater, Roy Ayers. Ayers will have the police here any minute.
We know all about Ayers. When the police arrive, they will find that our Anna Thaler has changed her mind.
I could never give up my Russian heritage or my father.
Naturally, to prevent any further embarrassment, you and my Anna Thaler here will return to Moscow on tonight's Aeroflot flight. Help Susan pass through British immigration as your daughter, and we will see that Anna Thaler is returned safely to you in Moscow.
How do I know my Anna Thaler is safe and will continue to be safe?
Comrade, we are not monsters. Your daughter wanted to defect, but we forgive her mistake because you will help us in a very important matter.
Anna Thaler is a lucky girl. I can tell she has a loving father.
All we ask is that you cooperate.
I have no choice.
Come, comrade. Those aren't the words of a true Russian patriot.
My daughter's safety is my only concern.
Good. Remember that concern tonight when you help Susan clear British immigration. Your Anna Thaler's life depends on your success.
Vincent Price again, and here's the fourth act of An International Sport.
Deceiving British immigration will not be easy.
Think of me as your daughter from now until the time we board the plane tonight, and you will deceive them.
See who's there, Victor.
Yes. Who is it?
Roy Ayers, Mr. Zinoviev. I brought the police.
One moment.
Susan, this will be your first performance as Anna Thaler.
I know my part. I lie on the bed, my face in profile at all times.
Okay. Good, good. Victor, I'll be in the bathroom listening. Remember, your daughter's fate is in your hands.
You are ready, comrade?
Yes. Let them in.
Ah, there she is. Thank God you found her, Mr. Zinoviev. But what's the matter, darling? And why is she lying down?
Anna Thaler has a bad stomach illness. This man with you is English police?
That's right, Mr. Zinoviev. I'm Inspector Chambers of Scotland Yard Special Branch. Mr. Ayers had the distinct impression your daughter might be in some sort of danger.
My daughter has a bad stomach, but it is nothing serious.
No, I won't let you or the KGB take Anna Thaler away from me.
Inspector, it is true that Anna Thaler once planned to defect to the West to marry this man, but last night we talked and my daughter has come to her true feeling.
Anna Thaler, tell the inspector the truth.
This is the truth. Our love is finished.
They're forcing her to say these things.
I want him out of here right away.
We'd best leave, Mr. Ayers. Your young lady has obviously had a change of heart.
No, wait.
We're leaving, Mr. Ayers. Come along.
We both did that rather well.
Thank you. The inspector had to drag Ayers out of the room.
I'm proud of you, Victor. You were very convincing as the angry father.
I am angry.
Oh, you'll be happy when we send Anna Thaler back to you in Moscow. Well, I must be off. You'll hear from Commissar Karkov before you leave for the airport. Good luck, comrade.
Thank you. Comrade, you shouldn't worry. Once you help me take Anna Thaler's place on the Moscow flight, our people will see she comes home to you.
Would you believe that if you were me?
Your bitterness annoys me. Think how bitter Commissar Karkov felt when he learned Anna Thaler planned to defect.
I will never forgive myself for stopping Anna Thaler from defecting yesterday. She would be safe by now.
You know what defectors are. Defectors are bad seeds, which must be made barren, so their roots... Oh, let go of my arm!
Karkov said those very words to me in Moscow before Anna Thaler and I left for the tournament. You know where Karkov has hidden Anna Thaler, don't you?
Yes, but what good will it do you? If you hurt me or turn me over to the British, Anna Thaler will die.
When you live with wolves, howl like a wolf. Let Karkov find some other way to smuggle you out of England.
Listen to me. The information I have is of paramount importance to Russia.
No more important than my daughter's life. Where is she?
A flat above the Swansdown pub in Soho.
Anna Thaler had better be there when we arrive.
We can't go there. The police were just here. They must be watching us.
And the police will see an old Russian father out for a walk with his pretty young daughter.
You do realize that if I am not on the Moscow flight tonight, the center will hunt you and your daughter down until the day you die.
The center leaves no room for compromises.
Now get your coat. Oh. It's cold outside.
Oh. Will you please speed this up, Kakhov?
Anatala's suicide note must appear authentic.
What for? No one in the West will believe her death was a suicide after a full investigation.
Her suicide is not intended for the West. It is the center's hope that when Anatala Zinoviev's love suicide is reported in Pravda, its message will not be lost on other Russian athletes entertaining thoughts of defection. Where is the vial?
I left it open on the night table. The newspapers will certainly point out that the prescription was filled in Roy Ayer's name.
You will read for weeks about the beautiful Russian skater who tragically took her life because she was torn between separation from her father and the love of an English ice skater.
I'll hear about it till it comes out of my ears.
Let me put the suicide note and pen beside Anatala on the bed and we can leave.
The pub is through that door.
Yes. This hallway leads to the flats upstairs and the pub.
In which flat is Kharkov holding Anatala?
We could turn back now. I would never tell anyone you didn't cooperate.
Tell me which door I want, or I will yell for everyone in that pub to come and help me find Anatala.
Second door at the top of the stairs.
You walk first up the stairs.
This is one game you can't win.
Walk!
This room is supposed to be deserted.
Put your gun away. Perhaps someone from the pub downstairs has lost his way.
Answer it. I'll stand behind the door just in case.
Anatala, what are you doing here?
You had your agent's name right the first time, Kharkov.
Comrade Zinoviev, I did not see you hiding there in the hallway. Come inside the room before someone from the pub sees you.
No. Things are to be done my way. I hold your agent in the hall until my daughter comes out to me.
Comrade, I order you inside this room.
Argue with me and I shout for the police. Anatala, come to your father!
You betray Russia, Zinoviev.
What have you done to Anatala?
She took a sleeping pill. Come in the room and I will explain everything.
You explain now.
Out of my way, Kharkov.
No, Blake, do not shoot him.
Out of the way, he'll ruin us all. All right, Inspector Chambers here. Put the gun down, Blake, and kindly turn your weapons over to my men, gentlemen. I prefer that we do not have an international incident here this afternoon.
The center will not forget who betrayed us, Zinoviev.
I did not intend to betray you, but you took Anatala from me.
Everyone inside the room, please.
Ah, hello, Susan.
I don't know you.
Oh, you forget we met in Mr. Zinoviev's hotel room. I didn't realize what a striking resemblance Anatala Zinoviev bore to Susan Honeycutt until you had your little scene with Roy Ayers.
Inspector Chambers, they gave my daughter sleeping pills.
Ah, well, my men will ring for an ambulance.
You have no idea what harm you have done to Russia.
There's no place on earth you and your daughter can hide, Zinoviev. Retribution is the center's lifeblood.
That's enough of your threats.
I have diplomatic immunity. My two comrades will go to a British prison. But you, Zinoviev, you will die.
I said that was enough. All right, take him away.
Anatala's pulse is very weak.
Ah, one of you men make sure that ambulance is on its way.
Paging Dr. Edwards. Paging Dr. Edwards.
Mr. Zinoviev.
Yes. Oh, it's you, Roy.
I rushed over here as soon as I got Inspector Chambers' call. How's Anatala doing?
The doctors drained Anatala's stomach a little while ago. They said her condition is guarded.
Oh, thank God for that. The way Chambers spoke on the phone, I feared the worst. Yeah.
Sit down with me.
Did you hear who Anatala's imposter was? Susan Honeycutt. She was a top KGB agent Moscow wanted back badly. Something to do with NATO.
No. I had not heard.
Naturally. Anatala is all you've had on your mind.
Yeah.
Then you haven't even considered where you and Anatala will go once she recovers?
Go?
Well, you wouldn't be safe in London after what's happened. Inspector Chambers told me about Kharkov's threats. Perhaps Canada or maybe Australia would be good. Of course, there's always the United States.
I'm too old to find a new homeland.
You must look on the bright side of this. Anatala is alive, and you can be together now. Things have worked out for the best.
The best for who? For Anatala or British intelligence?
I understand your bitterness. It's only natural. Especially with Kharkov's death threat hanging over your head.
What hangs over my head does not worry me. But Kharkov is the past which will forever shape Anatala's future. That is why I am bitter.
It's simply that Anatala will never be able to skate in amateur competition again.
Yeah. What about you?
You mean, will I give up skating for Anatala?
Anatala gave up everything for you, her country, her career. She was even prepared to abandon her father. All for you. I hope you will at least be a man and tell Anatala how you feel.
Oh, I intend to, Mr. Zinoviev.
Excuse me, Mr. Zinoviev.
Yes?
Your daughter is awake now. The doctor said you could go in and see her for a few minutes.
Thank you. How about you, young man? Are you coming with me?
I am.
Please remember, gentlemen, that the doctor is permitting only a brief visit.
We will remember. Anatala? Anatala, my little bird?
Papa.
That's the voice of my little bird.
Oh, my stomach hurts so.
Kharkov drugged you.
Kharkov, I remember. Kharkov made me write something about Roy. What happened to Roy?
I'm right here, Donnie.
Roy. Oh, don't stand so far from the bed. Please give me your hand.
Roy and I have been talking.
Your hand is cold, Roy.
Sorry. I'm a little nervous.
But why? We're safe now, aren't we?
Yes, Anatala. We are very safe now.
Then why are you nervous, Roy?
Because there's something I want to ask you. Anatala, will you marry me?
Oh, of course I will. This one question from your lips is what I've dreamed of for 2 long years.
You've made me a very happy man.
Oh, I'm so happy, too. Papa, do we have your blessing?
This is real?
Yes, sir. This is very real.
Oh, Papa, must you ask? Just look at us.
Da. Da. Yes. Yes, we must celebrate with a little vodka.
Sometime soon, but I think right now Anatala's doctor would veto any alcoholic celebration.
I'm so happy. I forgot my daughter is sick. We can still toast with our hearts.
Papa, wherever we call home, our hearts will be in the right place.
The Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, An International Sport, was written by Bruce Martin and produced and directed by Fletcher Markle. Your host was Vincent Price. Our stars were Shepard Menken, Antoinette Bauer, and Larry Moss. Featured in the cast were Len Berman, Ben Wright, Richard Peel, and June Whitley Taylor. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliott Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI.
This is Cicely Tyson. Join us tomorrow when I'll have another story that illustrates one of love's many faces.